Theosov Fist, Russian Star Illuminees. Rosemary's Baby is a 1968 American horror movie starring Mia Farrow and John Cassavetes, directed by Roman Polanski. Mia Farrow plays a pregnant woman who fears that her husband may have promised the child to be used as a human sacrifice in occult rituals. After an uncanny dream in which she is raped by a demonic apparition, the wife becomes mysteriously pregnant and learns that her unborn child is the spawn of Satan. The Omen, 1976, starring Gregory Peck and Lee Remick, is another mystery film in this genre. An American ambassador realizes to his horror that his son is actually the true-life Antichrist. The Danish art film Antichrist, 2009, by Lars von Trier is about a couple's cruel and erotic trip through scenery of explicit violence. When Jefferson Medical College performed the first donor insemination on the wife of a Quaker in the late 1800s, it was kept a top secret. Insemination by a donor other than the husband was considered a sinful offense and serious crime during the Victorian period. In 1883, 1 year after Charles Darwin's death, Dr. Francis Galton developed his science of eugenics. He planned to improve the human population by controlled breeding, and to increase the occurrence of desirable heritable characteristics. The Nazis later applied eugenics as a perverse technique of carving out the human race. The privileged could have Aryan offspring who would be at the top of leading social hierarchies. An article published in 2004 in the Journal of Social History referred to self-appointed populist market eugenics. We define this as the belief that certain human traits can be purchased through the careful selection of sperm. This article traces the role of populist eugenics in shaping artificial insemination with donor sperm, aid, from doctor-dominated aid practiced from the 1920s through the 1960s through the rise of the modern cryobanking industry which supported a consumer-dominated aid in the late 20th century. It begins by examining the development of aid and the eugenic interests it provoked and then turns to the rise of the modern sperm bank, exploring the growth of the industry and the ways in which it markets the traits of donors, playing to popular notions of heritability that have no scientific standing. Scholars have discussed eugenics as a social movement resting on the unproven scientific claim that, by controlling the breeding of those deemed unfit or genetically defective and encouraging the breeding of the fit, the quality of the population could be improved. Cynthia R. Daniels and Janet Golden, Procreative Compounds, Popular Eugenics, Artificial Insemination, and the Rise of the American Sperm Banking Industry, Journal of Social History, 2004. There are, of course, significant differences between artificial insemination by donor sperm as practiced in the early and middle decades of the 20th century and the purchase and use of sperm from cryobanks in recent decades, the article noted. In the Victorian age, a quirk of esotericism was used to cloak the radical mindset of eugenics, a proscribed discipline in those years. A Quaker wife pregnancy conceived by donor insemination was an insurmountable taboo. Aleister Crowley was the heir of a Quaker ale brewer, but claimed that his role father was an engineer. Queen Victoria became Empress of India in 1877, due to the Indian Mutiny. The government of India was reassigned from the East India Company to the British Crown. Queen Victoria's empire also included Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and large parts of Africa. Crown rule in India lasted just less than 90 years. The final few decades epitomized the theme of the Empress of India. English gentlemen and intellectuals were welcome to blurt out their Indo-European pedigree and show off like gallant connoisseurs of all things Hindu. The essayist Charles Webster Leadbeater was a well-known minder of this novel way of thinking. A determined ideologist was Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, 1831-1891, the eccentric Russian founder of modern theosophy. Born of upper-class lineage, tall stories made known that the occultist Blavatsky had formerly labored as a Russian mariner and paraded a mannish persona. HPB was some kind of androgyne, hermaphrodite, or even a man in women's clothes. Her secret doctrine of the divine hermaphrodite shaped an icon of hermaphroditic ontology or an idea that gendered humans arose from hermaphroditic humans. What was in reality that much maligned and still more dreaded goat, the hermaphrodite goat of Mendes, that Baphomet regarded even now by the Roman Catholics as Satan, the Grand Master of the Witches Sabbath, the central figure of their nocturnal orgies. Why? Simply Pan or Nature. HPB, Collected Writings Volume 4, 1882-1883. The historian Perfax Neld at Stockholm University satirized Madame Blavatsky as the hermaphrodite Satanist. It was said that someone at her baptism dropped a candle and the priest caught on fire. According to N. Fodor's biography, in 1867 she took part in the Battle of Mentana on the side of Giuseppe Garibaldi. Twice saber stabs broke her left hand. Additionally, she experienced two hard missile wounds in her right shoulder and leg. H.P. Blavatsky could not have borne a child, and retained a certificate of sterility. Today, the terms third gender and third sex describe individuals who are categorized as neither man nor woman, but as an intermediate state. Intersex people, that is, those who are born neither exclusively male nor exclusively female, form one of the most invisible groups in our society. Contrary to popular belief, this has little to do with their supposed rarity and more to do with the violence our society inflicts upon those who don't conform to binary and mutually exclusive male and female categories. Sylvan Agius, Third Gender, A Step Toward Ending Intersex Discrimination, Spiegel, August 22, 2013. In personal bodily appearance, H.P. Blavatsky was described as a short, stout, forceful woman, with strong arms, unruly hair, and large, liquid and slightly bulging eyes. Toward the end of her life she was quite obese. Dorian Borsella, Helena Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society. Blavatsky's first major work on Theosophy was Isis Unveiled, 1877. Eugenic pseudosciences and racist beliefs preoccupied 19th century spiritualism. Theosophy was supposedly a vehicle of Eastern and Western ancient wisdom. Seances were chic at that point in time on both sides of the Atlantic. Blavatsky read books by Bulwer Lytton, which also inspired some German metaphysical societies. Her scripts from unobserved masters materialized in mysterious and important places. Brothers William H. Eddy and Horatio G. Eddy in Vermont held seances, and it was at one of these Eddy seances in 1874 that Blavatsky and Colonel Henry Steele Alcott first met. Alcott was an editor who had served in the Civil War and was admitted to the bar in New York City. When Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, Colonel Alcott was appointed to a three-man special commission to investigate the murder. Some suspected H.P. Blavatsky of being a Russian spy. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion was an anti-Semitic hoax originally produced in Russia between 1897 and 1903, evidently circulated by the Russian secret police, Paris office head, Peter Ivanovich Rakovsky. Henry Ford funded printing of 500,000 copies that were distributed throughout the U.S. in the 1920s. The protocols were plans for global power through a satanic conspiracy to subvert the morals of the world and bring about the ruin of society. The forged protocols didn't sketch out a pious way of life, but offered a misguided set of procedures or options for turn-of-the-century theosophist eugenics and racial intolerance. In 1918, Russia's last Romanov Tsar Nicholas II was assassinated. The Bolshevist Ural Soviet carried out the execution. The New York Times reported, Nicholas Romanov, ex-Tsar of Russia, was shot July 16, according to a Russian announcement by wireless. The message announces that a counter-revolutionary conspiracy was discovered, with the object of wresting the ex-emperor from the authority of the Soviet Council. In view of this fact, the approach of Czechoslovak bands, the president of the Ural Regional Council decided to execute the former ruler, and the decision was carried out on July 16. The central executive body of the Bolshevist government announces that it has important documents concerning the former emperor's affairs, including his own diaries and letters from the monk Rasputin, who was killed shortly before the revolution. These will be published in the near future, the message declares. Ex-Tsar of Russia killed by order of Ural Soviet, The New York Times, July 20, 1918. The policy of Red Terror in Soviet Russia eliminated various opponent groups. Modern terrorist activity has taken place in Moscow, especially apartment bombings and the 2002 Moscow theater hostage crisis. On April 3, 2017, a terrorist incident using an explosive device on the St. Petersburg metro caused 15 deaths. However, there were few formal words of solidarity, exposing a double standard in how the West responds to attacks. In the summer of 2013, a giant five-pointed star surrounded by a circle was spotted etched into the ground in a remote corner of Kazakhstan. The image of the 1,200-foot symbol is clearly seen on Google Earth, but has baffled scientists as to what could have made it. Conspiracy theorists have unsurprisingly decided that the symbol is connected to devil worship, paganism, or religious sects. Situated on the southern shore of the Upper Tobol Reservoir, the nearest city Lysakovsk is 12 miles away. The pentagram is an ancient symbol used by many cultures and religious groups, including Christians, Freemasons, followers of the Chinese religion of Taoism, and ancient Mesopotamians. Harriet Alexander, Mysterious Pentagram Spotted in Kazakhstan Desert, The Telegraph, August 5, 2013. Who etched the pentaculum? Nomadic tribes have historically inhabited the territory of Kazakhstan. Central Asia was colonized by Indo-Iranians. After the 5th century, Turkic tribes, like lineage named in the vein of Buyur, became the principal ethnic groups of Central Asia. Tengri was the deity worshipped by the Central Asian steppe peoples. During the Dark Ages, the ancient empire of Hazaria became an important way station along the Silk Road connecting east and west. In 732, the future Emperor Constantine V married a Hazar princess. Their son Leo IV, known as Leo the Hazar, was a Byzantine emperor from 775 to 780. Does a gigantic star etched into the ground pay homage to the ancient Aryan native soil of the Illuminati? The Caucasian way of life advanced by the Black Sea, with blue-eyed nomadic tribes of the Eurasian steppes. Saksan, or Saksan, situated near the ruins of Atil, the Hazar capital, was a medieval golden city that flourished from the 11th to the 13th centuries. Helena Petrovna Blavatsky was born of Russian aristocracy in the Volgograd region of Russia. It is enigmatically positioned in the middle of what was once the archaic empire of Hazaria. A St. Petersburg marble slab inscription identifies Hazars in the Crimea. Situated in close proximity to that communal area is the Baikonur Cosmodrome. It is one of Russia's main space launch complexes. The Baikonur Cosmodrome has been the location of the world's leading space feats, the first man-made satellite to orbit Earth, the first man in space, and the first launched piece of a space station. Emma Usmanova, an archaeologist who had studied the ruins in the Lysakovsk region, gave an explanation for the giant pentagram etched in the ground. "It is the outline of a park made in the form of a star," she told NBC News. A smaller star was reported in Aktau 12 miles away. The star was a popular symbol during the Soviet era. Kazakhstan was a part of the former Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991. Stars were often used throughout the Soviet Union to decorate building facades, flags and monuments. Mark Lalania, huge mysterious pentagram in remote Kazakhstan explained, NBC, August 4, 2013. In 1997, Kazakhstan's President Nursultan Nazarbayev moved the capital from Almaty in the southeast of the country to the newly named Astana. Previously it was called Akmala, which was then an empty patch of land by the Ishim River, best known as a former Gulag prison camp for the wives of Soviet traitors. Today the bulging, science fiction-like skyline has started to earn the country some international recognition. Kazakhstan was played up by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat role. Shooting up from this void is a mass of strangely futuristic structures in Illuminati City. The newest of these is the Norman Foster-designed Konchadir, a shopping mall that doubles as the world's largest tent. Foster was also the architect behind the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation, a 60-meter-tall glass pyramid. There's also the Central Concert Hall, which from above looks like a budding flower, a flying saucer-shaped circus, a presidential palace designed to replicate the White House, and Baytarek, a 100-meter-tall tower that has drawn comparisons to a giant lollipop. Daisy Carrington, Astana, the world's weirdest capital city, CNN, July 13, 2012. Millions of Russian Jews were living in extreme hardship prior to the First World War. In Eastern Europe, the Russian Empire, including Poland, the Baltic lands, and the Ukraine, the Jewish situation was perilous. Most of the world's Jews then lived within the section of the Russian Empire to which they were confined so long as they lived within the Tsar's domains, the Pale, or enclosure, from the word for a wooden stake used in building fences. Only a few of them, some illegally, some by special permission, lived in St. Petersburg, Moscow, or elsewhere outside the Pale. The 6 million within the Pale were Russian Jews who were not allowed to be Jewish Russians. They were not only shackled by legal restrictions, but were victimized by the organized massacres called pogroms. In the last half of the 19th century and the first years of the 20th century, these grew so terrible that Jews in large numbers fled the Russian Empire in search of refuge. David Frumkin, A Peace to End All Peace, The Fall of the Ottoman Empire and the Creation of the Modern Middle East, 1989. The Approach of Economics by Social Scientist Karl Marx, 1818-1883, laid the basis for a theory of labor and its relation to capital. It offered an easily roused aspiration to those within the Pale. But it horrified the monarchs and highborn of Europe who feared their socio-economic systems of neo-feudalism would quickly be toppled by class antagonisms. Russian Jews were portrayed as heartless wrongdoers, and the Bolshevik Revolution was characterized as the result of a Jewish conspiracy. Nazism was consequently invented to maintain a defense of the capital aristocrats, who saw themselves as models of the Aryan master race destined with godly rights to reign over the needy masses. No healthy man is a Marxian, Adolf Hitler once said to George Sylvester Viereck. Kill Bolshevism in Germany and you restore 70 million people to power. We want a greater Germany uniting all German tribes. But our salvation can start in the smallest corner. Even if we had only 10 acres of land and were determined to defend them with our lives, the 10 acres would become the focus of regeneration. Our workers have two souls, one is German, the other is Marxian. We must arouse the German soul. We must uproot the canker of Marxism. Marxism and Germanism are antitheses. In my scheme of the German state, there will be no room for the alien, no use for the wastrel, for the usurer or speculator, or anyone incapable of productive work. The cords on Hitler's forehead stood out threateningly. His voice filled the room. There was a noise at the door. His followers, who always remain within call, like a bodyguard, reminded the leader of his duty to address a meeting. Hitler gulped down his tea and rose. Interview of Adolf Hitler by George Sylvester Viereck, No Room for the Alien, No Use for the Wastrel, Liberty Magazine, July 1932. Ayn Rand, born Elisa Zinovievna Rosenbaum, was a Russian-American novelist, playwright, and screenwriter who turned into an essayist and philosopher. She made an impact as both a theorist who founded a school of social philosophy, objectivism, and as a novelist. Her book Atlas Shrugged, 1957, was voted the most influential novel. Elisa Rosenbaum was born in 1905, in pre-revolutionary St. Petersburg into a rich Jewish household. When the Bolsheviks took control of the pharmacy owned by her family, the Rosenbaums fled. On arrival at Ellis Island, she changed into Ayn, Finnish for I, Rand, taken from the brand name of her Remington Rand typewriter. She moved swiftly to Hollywood, where she learned English, worked in the RKO wardrobe department and as an extra, and wrote through the night on screenplays and novels. She also married a bit part actor called Frank O'Connor because he was beautiful and because her original visitor's visa had run out. Ayn Rand, Goodreads, 2013. Rand's books stood against religion, often within her characters compelling Gore Vidal and other critics to boo her inflexible beliefs. Ayn Rand died of heart failure at her New York City home in 1982. In the magazine National Review, Whitaker Chambers argued against Rand's implicit endorsement of atheism, whereby Randian man, like Marxian man is made the center of a godless world. Chambers also wrote that the implicit message of Atlas Shrugged is akin to Hitler's National Socialism and Stalin's brand of communism. Wikipedia.org. The 2014 Euromaidan protests in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev triggered active fascism and neo-Nazi extremism. The disruptions of white supremacists saluting the Black Sea ecosystem as an Aryan birthplace played into the conspiracies of Bavarian Illuminis and their financial courtiers who embodied the capitalist white power oligarchy.